You dreamt about being in a USO show, and that actually came about.
It did. And again, I really believe this is divine by the hand of God. I really do. I mean, the irony is just too great. Grew up wanting to do that with this very patriotic family. My mother's brothers all served in World War II, except for one who was forced to kind of stay at home and be on the farm, which was part of the policy at that time. And my dad, one of the heroes that I had growing up was Jane Froman. There was a Jane Froman show on TV. There was a Jane Froman story that was a movie. And her theme song was With a Song in My Heart. And it was set in her performing for the military. And I would watch that movie and cry. And With a Song in My Heart was my first pageant song. So this was a big dream. That's why I wanted to be in Surrey Singers. This was the height of the Vietnam War. And every time I had a press conference, they would ask me what I thought of Vietnam. And I would just say, I didn't have an opinion on the politics, but I wanted to go. The pageant heard that. Bob Hope always asked Miss America to go, but the pageant didn't like the image. I mean, they loved Bob Hope. Who didn't love Bob Hope? But if he took Miss USA, he used that person as kind of a straight person with his jokes. So it was a beauty type image. And the pageant was very careful with their brand, which was scholarship, kind of a total image, not just a girl in a swimsuit. They wanted to control that brand. Joan Crawford was on the Pepsi-Cola board and the USO board. So the Miss America pageant joined with USO and Pepsi-Cola, who was a Miss America sponsor. They put together a Miss America Vietnam show. We did our own show. We were there for 2 weeks in Vietnam, and I'm so proud of that. I was the first Miss America to go to a combat zone, but Miss America has always worked with the military from the beginning, and we have gone to entertain troops ever since then. It's been a great opportunity for not just Miss America, but what they do is they'll take state queens who fit, and they'll put together a musical show. So Miss Alabama, Miss South Carolina, Miss Maine, Miss New Hampshire. There were 5 state queens and myself. They hired the choreographer and music arrangers and put together a show that was particularly ours. And it was a great show. And Corey, you can imagine how our troops enjoyed that. Well, I mean, we were the same age. And, you know, we saw our friends there. My cousin was there. There were boys from Laverne there. Miss Tennessee, oh gosh, Vicki Hurd, our first day at a hospital, there was a friend of hers from Tennessee, and he was minus his legs. I mean, it was just heart-wrenching.